attain Nirvana, what it mean? Does it mean become Buddha?
No. To attain Nirvana means here I'm explaining for Bhagati ordinary Savagas. To attain Nirvana means he may become Sotapanna or Sagadagami or Anagami or Arhat.
他这里是对本性声闻而说的，所以在这里证得涅槃是证得初果或者第二果或者第三果是阿罗汉果。
OK. Any question?
还有其他问题吗？ Say, for those who attain Sotapanna or the second or third or the Arahatta, if he want to practice the Bodhisattva way, can he practice the Bodhisattva way and become Buddha? Practice the Bodhisattva practice. Siu Pusa Singh 是什么意思呢? I say, once one attain Sotapanna, for example, then at most there's 6 times of rebirth, then you enter Nirvana. But in Bodhisattva way, he should go to the rebirth many times and accumulate the parami in order to become Buddha. So for those who have become Arya, is it possible he practice the Bodhisattva way, so he go to accumulate the parami, so many lives?
Not possible.
不可能的.
Because way, the path is different.
不同的道, 道不同, 字不同, 不像.
Different path. Three ways, they are Bodhisattva way, Agasavaga Mahasavaga way, and Pagadi Savaga way. There are three ways. These ways are not same. But before Shuva predation, they can change, no problem. But after Shuva predation or after attainment of Arya stage like Sotapanna, they cannot change.
但是说有三个道啦，三种道路啦，一是菩萨，二是大圣文，三是本性圣文，就刚才已经有说到了。好，在没有得到受记之前，他们可以换啦。 就是已经 after superproduction cannot change. 所以要是已经受记了，就不能再转换了。
Or after attainment of Arya stage like Sotapanna, they cannot change.
要是已经得到出国的话，就不能再改变了。
Any question?
还有其他问题吗？ Arahat cannot.
Yes.
Right. The Buddha, before he become Buddha, he is Arahat. 不是. 他是凡夫.
Maybe next answer, I think.
Yes,
in the following. Here will be answer.
下面的问题。
Yes. Yes. Then we will continue.
我们继续。
Question 4. Hoi Yogi. Number 4. Okay. Number 4, not yet finished. For a yogi who has finished the course and has not yet attained Nirvana, can he attain Dhammatiddhi Jnana? If so, will it regress?
若学完整个课程，未得果证，是否每人皆能 建立法住智，又法住智是否会退失？
Yes, he can attain Dhammatiti Jnana. Pumbhu kha susima Dhammatiti Jnana, Pichha Nibhani Jnana. Susima, Dhammatiti Jnana is first, Magga Jnana. Taking Nibhana as object is subsequent. This is the Buddha's answer. Susima was a Prakbhajaka, a wanderer who was ordained in this dispensation to steal the Dhamma. But the Buddha saw that he will attain Nibbana, so quickly he accepted him. Buddha saw that he will attain Nibbana within 2 or 3 days so quickly, so he accepted him. Many arahants came to the Buddha and related their attainment of Radhashe to the Buddha.
是的，他可以证得法住智，虚身先得法住智，后得涅槃智。法住智在先，以涅槃为所缘的道智在后，这是佛陀的回答。虚身是一位游行者，为了道法而在此教法中出家。但是佛陀见到他将很快的证得涅槃。 因为有些地很多阿罗汉在两三天之后就成就阿罗汉了，所以就接受他。许多阿罗汉来到佛前叙述他们证得阿罗汉。Susima
heard these stories, so he approached those arahants and asked them whether they have the Asma body and 5 mundane psychic powers. Those arahants answered, no. If you do not have Asma bodies and mundane psychic powers, then how do you attain Radhashe? Then they answered, Pinya vimokta ko maya avuso susima. O susima, we are free from defilements and attain Radhashe by pure insight knowledge, so that vipassana yani got away. He did not understand the meaning of this answer, and so he approached to the Buddha to ask him the same question. At that time, the Buddha said, Pubhikha susima dhammatiti jnana, pichha nibbhani jnana. Susima dhammatiti jnana is first, magga jnana taking nibbana as object is subsequent.
虚生听到这些，所以他前往那些阿罗汉，问他们是否拥有八等智与五神通。那些阿罗汉回答说：不，如果你没有八等智和五神通，那么你如何证得阿罗汉呢？他们便回答：虚生，我们纯粹以智慧解脱烦恼。 证得阿罗汉，会解脱，即纯观行者的方式。他不了解这回答内容的意思，所以他来到佛前，提出同样的问题。那时候佛陀说：虚身先得法住智，后得涅槃智。法住智在前，以涅槃为所缘的道智在后。
What is the meaning? Magga Jnana is not the result of Asma body and mundane psychic powers. Magga Jnana is the result of Vipassana insight knowledge. So Magga Jnana can occur only after Vipassana insight knowledge, not after Asma body or mundane psychic powers. In this sutta, all Vipassana insight knowledge are taught as Dhammatiti Jnana. Here, Dhammatiti Jnana means the insight knowledge which stands on the nature, dukkha, and another nature of all sankhara dhamma. Conditioned things, these are nama, rupa, and their causes. So the insight knowledge which sees nama, rupa, their causes, and their nature, dukkha, another nature, are called Dhammatiti Jnana. So that Dhammatiti Jnana is first, and the Magga Jnana, which takes Nibbana as object, is subsequent.
什么意思呢? 道智并不是八等智和神通的果，道智是毗婆舍那智的果，所以道智只能够在毗婆舍那智之后升起，而不是在八等智或神通之后。在这部经，所有的毗婆舍那智是法住智，在这里法住智指站在诸行及名色和他们的因缘的无常苦无我相的观智，所以能见到名色他们的因缘及他们的无常苦无我相，就称为法住智。因此法住智在先，以涅槃为所言的道智在后。
Evident that the Buddha taught Devrivada Dhamma Desana, which is like another Lakana Sutta. After the discourse was finished, Susima attained Arhatship. He also did not have the Aismabhadi's mundane sex powers. He was also a Sutta Vipassana Yanika person. At that time, he clearly understood the meaning.
接着佛陀如无我相经三转教法，说法完毕时虚身证得阿罗汉果，他也没有八等智和世间神通，他也是一位纯观行者。那时候他清楚地了解了。
If a yogi got this Dhammatiti Jnana and did not attain Nibbana in this lifeHis inside knowledge will not decrease. His latent vipassana karmic force is still powerful. If he is an ordinary disciple, he may attain nibbana in the coming future life.
如果禅修者得到这法住智，而不在今生证得涅槃，他的观智将不会退失，他潜在的毗婆舍那业力还是强有力的。假如他是普通的声闻弟子，他将以来生证得涅槃。
Any question?
有问题吗？
对 ，If there is no question, please stop for a while.
假如没问题的话，我们暂停一下。现在我们开始。
Question number five.
问题五。
Can one attain any Riya state with Upachara Samadhi only?
可以依净行定去入圣流吗？
Yes, he can.
是的，他可以。
At that time, there is bright, brilliant and radiant light occurring also. Because of that light, one can discern small body gas, kalapa, pramadha rupa, pramadha nama and their causes. He can continue vipassana meditation stage by stage.
在那时候也有明亮及明亮及灿烂的光出现，依那光禅修者能够观察色聚真实设法、真实明法和他们的因缘，接着他可以一阶段一阶段的修毗婆舍那。
Any question?
有任何问题吗？
Then we will continue question number six.
我们继续问题六。
With Kanika Samadhi only, can one practice Virana Nupasana Satipatthana to enter Riya stage?
由刹那定直修受念处，可以去入圣流乃至解脱吗？
Kanika Samadhi, momentary Samadhi.
刹那定 Kanika Samadhi.
Here we want to discuss about Kanika Samadhi. What is Kanika Samadhi? There are two types of kamatha, khanika samadhi. These are khanika samadhi and samatha meditation and khanika samadhi and vipassana meditation. In samatha meditation, there are three types of samadhi. They are khanika samadhi or parigama samadhi, ubhachara samadhi and abhana samadhi. The khanika samadhi refers especially to the samadhi which takes paribhaga nimitta as object, like anabana paribhaga nimitta. This is the type of concentration near jhana, but before ubhachara samadhi. This is for samatha yanika pasan.
在这里我们将讨论刹那定 khanika samadhi。 什么是刹那定？ 有两种刹那定， 即在什么他禅法中的刹那定 和毗婆舍那禅法中的刹那定。 在什么他禅法中有三种定， 刹那定或偏坐定， 静行定 及安止定。 这种刹那定特别指 以四相为所缘， 如安波念四相的定。 这是一种靠近禅那 而未到达静行定的定， 这是对止观行者而言的。
As for Sutta Vipassana Yanika Bhasan, there is also another type of Khanika Samadhi. A Sutta Vipassana Yanika Bhasan usually must begin with four elements Kamathana. If they practice the four elements Kamathana systematically, they can attain Upachara Samadhi or Khanika Samadhi. When they see small body gas in the four elements in each small body gas, the Visuddhi Magga explained that this type of samadhi is Upachara Samadhi. But the sub-commentary of Visuddhi Magga explained that this is not a real Upachara Samadhi. This is only a metaphor, because real Upachara Samadhi is Niyajana Samadhi.
对于纯观行者也有另一种刹那定。 通常一位纯观行者 必须以世界分别观开始， 如果他们有系统的修世界分别观， 当他们见到色聚 以及每一色聚中的世界时， 他们能够证得静行定或刹那定。 清净道论说明这种定是静行定， 但是清净道论的注释 解释这并不是真正的静行定，这只是譬喻，因为真正的静行定是靠近禅那的定。If
a yogi tries the four elements kamathana, he cannot attain any jhana, because the four elements are very deep and profound. One cannot concentrate thoroughly on the four elements in each small body gas. This is because the small body gas perish away quickly as soon as they rise. So one cannot concentrate thoroughly. The four elements in each small body gas are pramatha rupa, real rupas. They are deep and profound. It is not easy to see them clearly without enough concentration. So the four elements kamathana cannot produce any jhana. Because of this reason, the Upachara Samadhi, which takes the four elements in each kalapa as the object, is not real Upachara Samadhi. Really, this is Khanika Samadhi, momentary concentration.
如果禅修者尝试世界分别观, 他无法证得任何涅槃刹那, 因为世界甚深, 禅修者无法彻底专注 每一色聚的世界， 这是因为色聚一升起 便很迅速地消灭， 因此禅修者无法彻底地专注它们。 每一颗色聚中的色世界是真实色法， 真正的色法， 他们是甚深的，缺乏足够的定力，很不容易清楚地看到他们，因此世界分别观无法产生任何禅那。由于这原因，以每一颗色际中的世界为所言的净行定，并不是真正的净行定，其实这是刹那定。
In Vipassana there is also Kanika Samadhi. This type of Kanika Samadhi is mentioned in Anapana session of Visuddhimagga. For a Samatha Yanika Yogi who has attained Apanajana, when he wants to try Vipassana, firstly he enters into first jhana. This is Samatha. Having emerged from the jhana, he discerns the 34 mental formations of jhana and then discerns nature or dukkha or anatta by seeing the arising and perishing nature of these jhana dhammas. It is the same for the second jhana, etc.
在毗婆舍那中也有刹那定，清净道论的安波念品提到这种刹那定，对一位已经证得安波念的止观行者，当他想尝试毗婆舍那时，首先他进入初禅，这是什么他？从初禅初定，他观察初禅的34种明法，接着透过观察这些禅那明法的生灭，来观察无常、苦或无我，对于第二禅等等也是同样的方法。
And then there is still concentration. He can concentrate on one of the nature or dukkha or another nature of this jhana dhamma. His concentration at that time is deep and profound, without moving to different objects. This type of concentration is Kanika Samadhi, because the object is also momentary. As soon as it rises, it perishes away.
在那时候还是有定力的存在，他可以专注这些禅那明法的无常、苦或无我相的其中一项。他那时候的定力是深的，不会漂流到其他所缘。这种定力是刹那定，因为所缘也是刹那的，一升起就消灭了。
In the same way, when a yogi is practicing vipassana in seeing either anicca or dukkha or another nature of pramada nama rupa and their causes, then at that time also his mind usually does not go away from the sankhara object. His mind is sunk into one of these natures. This type of concentration is also called Kanika Samadhi. Here, you should know that Vipassana Kanika Samadhi is seeing thoroughly the nature, dukkha, and another nature of Pramada, Nama, Rupa, and their causes. Without seeing Pramada, Nama, Rupa, and their causes, how can there be Vipassana Kanika Samadhi? It is impossible. So, without trying any samatha meditation practice, if a yogi can see pramada, nama, rupa and their causes thoroughly and clearly, then it is not necessary for him to practice samatha meditation practice. But if he cannot see pramada, nama, rupa and their causes, then he should try one of the samatha meditations, because only concentrated mind can see pramada, nama, rupa and their causes.
同样的，当禅修者正在修毗婆舍那，观察真实名色和他们的因缘是无常或苦或无我相，那时候通常他的心也不会离开诸行所缘，他的心沉入其中一个相，这种定力也称为刹那定。在这里您应该知道毗婆舍那的刹那定是彻底观察真实名色和他们的因缘之无常苦和无我相。 没有见到真实名色和他们的因缘，怎么会有毗婆舍那的刹那定？这是不可能的。所以如果禅修者不尝试任何什么他禅法，而能够彻底及清楚地见到真实名色和他们的因缘，那么他没有必要修什么他禅法。不过如果他无法见到真实名色和他们的因缘，他就应该尝试其中一种什么他禅法，因为只有专注的心能够见到真实名色和他们的因缘。
The Buddha also taught in Khanda Vaga Sanyutta in Sijja Sanyutta as follows. Samadhi Bhikkhuvi Bhavita Samahita Bhikkhuvi Bhikkhu Yadha Buddham Bhajanati. Bhikkhus, you should try concentration practice. If you have enough concentration, you can see Pramatha Nama Rupa in their causes. So you can see five Khanda in their causes. You can see their nature of nature, dukkha, and anatta. You can see their cessation stage at the time of Arhata Magga and Parinibbana.
佛陀在蕴品和地品也如是教导。诸比丘，你们应该修定。如果你们有足够的定力，你们能够见到真实名色和他们的因缘。所以你可以见到五蕴和他们的原因，你们可以见到无常、苦和无我相，你们可以在阿罗汉道和波涅盘时见到他们的灭。
So, to know the five khanda, their causes and their cessation, one should try concentration practice.In the same way, to know the Four Noble Truths, one should try concentration practice. It is mentioned in Sutra Sanyutta. Again, if a yogi tries to discern Virana, then he should notice the following facts. Sabham Bhikkhave Anabhijana Abhijana Avirajya Abhajaha Abhava Dukkhakhyaya Sabham Jakho Bhikkhave Abhijana Abhijana Virajya Abhajaha Bhava Dukkhakhyaya. Bhikkhus, if a bhikkhu does not know all nama rupa and their causes, by the three prajna insight knowledge, then he cannot attain nibbana. Only those who know them by the three prajna insight knowledge can attain nibbana. This is the Abhijñāna Sutta of Sālayana Vaga Sanyutta.
因此，要知道五蕴他们的因缘和他们的灭，禅修者应该尝试修定。同样的，要知道四圣谛，禅修者应该尝试修定。这在定相应中提到。再次的，如果禅修者尝试观察受，那么他应该注意以下的实情。诸比丘，如果比丘不透过三片枝来知道一切名色和他们的因缘，那么他无法证得涅槃。只有那些透过三片枝知道他们者能够证得涅槃。这是六处相应品的阿巴利迦那那经。
In the same way, it is taught in the Kudagara Sutta in Sijja Vaga that